But now there's a resurgence of the same impulse that caused eugenics in the first place. I'm speaking of nugenics. And this time, it will not be racial dogma and national flags. This time it will be globalization, profit, bottom line, corporate activity that determines who is fit and who is not fit to continue their existence. And legislators are seeing this as the new threat of discrimination in the 21st century. And anti-genetic legislation is already embraced by nations all over the world. And this legislation is in our Congress now, shortly after I speak. The first vote is going to take place in the Senate to adopt anti-genetic discrimination laws to stop gene lining. We all remember what redlining was. Now it will be gene lining. And so as we go into the dazzling 21st century of genetic genies, we hope that as many miracles as possible come our way, but we also ask that Wall Street and these corporations and our society look over their shoulder and make sure that genetics does not return from whence it came.